Guess I'm taking the back way home here, because... there are too many cars. Just generally speaking, there's too many cars. Oh, what the fuck? This is, this is some shit. What the fuck are you doing? Okay, this shredder truck is not actually making the turn, are they? No, they are. That's not... this paper shredding truck. Alright, you're trying to back into that space. That's what you're trying to do. That's why it looked like you were driving the wrong way down a one-way street there for a while. Fuck. I was hoping it wouldn't be so bad out here. Yeah, traffic's rough out here. I don't know. I guess I was tricked by being dead empty in the office. I was like, oh, it's going to be a great drive home because there's nobody out. They're like, oh, no, there's just no one in the office. It's still 5:30 on a Friday. It's still going to be about 4 more cycles of this light before I get to make the right turn I want to make. Man. It's true, the block is hot. What are we? Which way I should go home according to the robot. Maybe it is. So I turn right here, I'll take the Bay Bridge and go through the East Bay. Maybe that'd be good. Nope. At least not according to this. Well. And we're talking about like 7 minute difference, I guess.
This is the spell.
This is that song that rips off that Two Live Crew song.
Thank you. outside. Like, come on, you could have could kept up.
Contractor. So we bring a lot of experience to the table with kind of a what we say like a fresh, young, bigger. So.
Yeah. Production's pretty important, guys. I know I learned that in a hurry last year when I was there in Wichita Falls, and you had guys walking out from behind curtains and things like that. Production's important too.
We do. We consider ourselves probably more than a instead of like a traditional stock contracting company, more of a production company. It's real important to bring value and entertainment to the ticket buyer. We think that's kind of the secret sauce to longevity.
Rodeo sports entertainment, I like it.
Kind of in our changing, entertainment and media car.
This rodeo was huge in Saudi Arabia.
And bringing entertainment value is a huge piece to our potential, success.
Yeah, let me ask you a question about 2 weeks ago. I just got done broadcasting the Ram National Circuit Finals Rodeo, and I thought your stock did really well at the RNCFR. Mason Clements, I joked about Wilson Sanchez a couple minutes ago. Mason Clements ended up winning the RNCFR, and Wilson Sanchez was 86. Parker Brenning was 90.5 on one of your bulls. You guys had a good performance here.
Man, it was. The thing we talk about around our company is favor. So, like, we believe that the Lord's favor is on our little company. And man, we've just kind of walked into being able to have some great animals. And I've got the guy that runs the company with me, my livestock man, his name's Travis Adams. And he kind of handled all that piece of it. He's in a
You were on last time in studio, but I was a listener that. Come on, come on,
come on. I think he's amazing as a person, but his lyricism is unmatched. And I could go with so many, I could go with alphabetical slaughters just so that people could see like where it really started, the record that initially grabbed people's attention. But instead, I'm going to go with Back on My Bullshit. And I'm going to go with that one because I recently had a bet that I couldn't learn it within, an hour. And not only did I learn it in an hour, I learned it in a half an hour. I recorded it, I posted it on my page, and he's yet to pay me for it. So maybe when he hears this, he'll remember that he owes me for me learning that Back on My BS. Papoose, one of my top five and my Furious Five.
Where was you at when I was trying to blow? Waste my money on weed farms. I was trying to grow. Niggas trying to eat on my block. I had to cock the vote. Ran down on them and told them niggas they gotta go. Had a triple fat goose on. It was kinda cold. I was on the block eating Mike and Ike's and Jolly Joe's. Police asking me questions. I told them I don't know. You was in the precinct crying. You had the snotty nose. Had to run down on my connect. They playing dominoes. Backed up niggas down.
they killing them, that's another thing.
Style on somebody.
Gotcha.
I feel like, why talk about somebody that's not even on the mat? Right. Why help him out? If that's
fair enough,
then that, if that's the case, just give him some money, because that's what you're going to do, especially with the internet now.
For sure.
You say one thing, I actually saw people followers like go from 50,000 to 2 million, 1 million, just off of controversy. You know what I'm saying? I ain't into that. I don't want no trouble, man. And especially me, personally, I'm not where I should be right now. I'm good, but I'm not where I should be. And you think you're going to diss me and think it's a joke?
Right.
This is my life, man. I'm on your heels, man. Anybody heels. I'm hands on. I don't know. I'm not a good rapper yet.
The internet thinks said tripping is towards Tekashi.
Yeah, because he went on my page and he commented.
Right.
Who's this for? It rubbed him the wrong way.
Right.
That's cool. And again, he made me lit.
Chase Wiley got it on him. Maybe the steer stumbled just a little tiny bit, but words you don't say very often. Martin Lucero missed the heel shot. So now to the six-time national finalist Colby Lovell from Madisonville, Texas on the head side, and the reigning world champion healer, Corey Penske from Moran, Arizona on the heel side.
World champion healer.
Matt Shizawa and Tuff Cooper all went over $2 million in their career. 265,000 he and Eric Rogers won for the year. First time there's ever been a professional rodeo here at the Kay Yeager. This is Slick Horncatch on a short rope. There's the heel loop. We caught 2 feet. That's a 5-3. For Gavin Foster and Daniel Reed, a pop 3, and that'll put him in a tie for second.
Excellent.
Just a textbook run right there for Gavin Foster and Daniel Reed. Slick Horncatch, left turn on a short rope. There was the heel loop. Caught two, dallied up, turned to face. Made it look easy. Tyler Waters, Stephenville, Texas. Tonight, roping in front of the 3-time world champion, 9-time national finalist, Jade Corkill from Fallon, Nevada.
Wow.
Jade's won $1.7 million in his career. Trey Windhorst. Reminding the in-house audience that Jade Corkill and Clay Tryon hold the record. They're not going to set it on this year. That steer's rocking fast. Two-thirds of the way down the arena. The head catch goes on and the heel loop doesn't. That was the fastest steer we've seen tonight.
You hate to see that.
Several steps. So it's a no time for Tyler Waters and Jade Corkill. In the same roping tonight, Martin Lucero, Corey Penske, and Jade Corkill have all come up empty.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wow.
Fuck.
Bill Pace and Brother Loud, team roper in the steer wrestling. Bill's on the head side, Brother's on the heel side.
Losing my fucking mind over here, listen to this fucking team roping.
Interview today. He's coming off a win from this past set.
Bad boys. watch the bitch move. And take it from me, listen to the bitch sound of the disco 3. Ha ha.
Back, back. Boys, 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 got a fog, I jump on runs and don't do stunts. I got superpower, never took a cold shower, never had a girlfriend the color of cooking flour. You can call me sleazy, cause my rhymes are kinda greasy. Some brothers wear curls, cause it ain't easy being busy like a kung fu flick. I'll stick you in the dick with my toothpick, tell them
rip. I'm
like hoes and clothes, but like a veteran in the sheets. I rock more beats than Jesse Owens ran track meets. Amazing feats move, they happen every day. When the road to the day, bring his ass out the play. I weigh 180, but I'm fat. I kick up dust when I bust like a cat. The alcoholic crew, and what we're here to do is rock a show, knock a hole, and crack another brew.
Laser tank or something. It's like a power trap. I drove past. I didn't get a good look at any of the words on it. I just said power track 4000. That was on like the tracks on it. Look, I had like tank tread type stuff. But then there was something else that said power something else. I didn't get a good look at that. Looked fucking crazy.
It's in the race riot, tired fools jumping on the bandwagon, straight up dragging, tagging up titles, and claiming props for not giving enough to your pops. Ain't the way to go, at least not where I come from. Cause you get tossed and flossed like a dum dum, humdrum raps and tracks that are sloppy. Are all you hear, the rhymes are straight back and copy. Cause I'm going back to a better place and time. I'm going back to the rhyme.
Traffic here near the end of my drive is very soul-sucking. Like, the traffic, it let up. I was like, yeah, I'm moving at a pretty good pace. Oh, wait, why is it slowing down? Oh, wait, the last 7 or 8 miles of this drive are going to be the shits.
Pocket full of chips. Too many rap niggas be on John Gotti's deck. Now this is something that we don't rehearse. Put that
rap shit. Yeah. Back to rap hip hop first.
Easy. Hey, you mad niggas spitting like you ain't no other murderers. Motherfucking INZ. Niggas are past me. Look me in the face. Ask me. Are y'all really holding weight or did somebody gas me? Y'all the myth. Let me have the fifth. Let me explain. The little man made me give him a lift. Now you're riding with gangsta. Almost a whole lot of other shit. Murdering is the click, nigga. Can't get with. Try it.
Off this motherfucking freeway. Here we go.
Thank you. digging in the crates, y'all.
We digging in the crates once again. Here's another gem for you.
Feel it. Rock the bells. Rock the radio.
I made it home. Everybody have a good weekend. I'll see you later. Bye.